Continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency and how it affects Sonoma County. Here is KSRO News Director Pat Kerrigan.
Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis filling in for Pat Kerrigan today. Pat is just taking a little bit of time off. She has been working here very hard covering the news for the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic, and we just wanted to make sure that she gets a little bit of time to stay at home. So that's where she is, and that's why I am here today to talk with you and also talk with some of the people here in our community who can give us more insight into the situation that we're all going through. Joining me now on the KSRO live line to tell us a bit more about the latest information on the county's response to coronavirus, we have Sonoma County Supervisor from the 1st District, Susan Gorin, also the Chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us this afternoon.
Hello, it is this afternoon. Welcome to early April, and normally we would be, of course, welcoming the showers and marveling at the blossoms and all of the flowers starting to emerge, and yet we're challenged.
Yes, yes.
It's a difficult time for so many.
It is. It really is. I wanted to talk with you first about the modeling that was released with Dr. Sundari Mace and just sort of talk about more about what this means for the county and how it's going to change things for us in the next month as our shelter-in-place order has been extended. Can you tell us a little bit about the findings from the consultant who put together that modeling to project the impact of the coronavirus in Sonoma County?
Well, first of all, I just want to publicly say thank you to Dr. Mace for bringing her incredible expertise to Sonoma County at absolutely the most critical time that we need that information. We are so well served by her experience and her connections throughout the world, actually. And she was the one who suggested strongly that we hire the Imperial College of London to do the modeling. We are one of only a few counties that have actually completed the modeling for the specifics of Sonoma County. So we factored in a number of things that are different from, for example, San Francisco and New York. We are less urban. Fewer of us ride public transit. We live a little bit more spaced out, and we trend a little older. Our demographics are a little older. What does that mean for us? It was not surprising to me to read the graphs and the incredible report, and I believe that those graphs and PowerPoint presentation are on socoemergency.org.
Okay.
I looked this morning, and it takes a little time to find them, but people assure me that they are actually on there, so you can look at the graphs. What it affirms to me is a thank you to our seniors, first of all, for recognizing how important it was to shelter in place. Mm-hmm. The older demographics, 65 and older, really took that seriously. There are many fewer cases of older folks contracting COVID, and we owe that to sheltering in place, certainly. And it just also affirms the importance of the strategy of sheltering in place. Again, we were one of the first counties to institute the shelter in place, and now we've become increasingly restrictive about what an essential business is. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is so different from what we are used to do. We're a mobile county, a mobile country, and it just seems like we can't ever comply with this for the long term, and yet that's what the graphing shows. We expect the peak of the COVID to hit Sonoma County in the full extent, about 200 days, we're about 50 days into it. So we think the beginning of June, we will hit the beginning or the apex of the COVID cases that we will be seeing diagnosed and hospitalized. That is within the capacity that we have established in partnership with our healthcare providers and setting up our alternative care sites, and the location of that of those will be announced momentarily as soon as all of the contracts are completed.
Okay.
So we are prepared, we are on it, and we approach this with the seriousness that it deserves. And I would just ask, especially those folks, the 18 to 49-year-olds, those are the folks with children, active in the community, active jobs. Please be careful and take sheltering in place seriously. This, we see the number of cases in that bracket to be increasing a little bit faster than the other age brackets. So those are the folks who are so busy in the community and with families. You need to really think about what you are doing and figure out the best strategies to keep you and your family safe.
Now, we have on March 31st, the county extended our shelter in place to May 3rd. With this modeling information that we have, saying that the apex you think would be around June, right at the beginning of June, is that going to impact our shelter in place orders? Are we going to extend them?
There is no doubt in my mind that Sonoma County, like other Bay Area counties and schools, will extend the sheltering in place order. Schools were pretty upfront and said, although this is what we're suggesting for now, they're all admitting that the end of the school year is going to come and go while we are still distance learning. And sadly, for those who have lost their jobs, been laid off, trying to find economic assistance for their families and all the businesses, trying to obtain small business loans, we're going to be in this for a while. Mm-hmm. But I also want to have everyone absorb what is in the graph. Similar to the 1918 Spanish flu, as soon as we intend, well, we'll have a discussion about what relaxation of some of those restrictions mean after the beginning of June. Will we open up our parks a crack? I'm not sure. Schools may be a little bit later until the beginning of the school year, September. Mm-hmm. But you look at the next peak, which is significant, about 2 or 3 months later, and the number of COVID cases could skyrocket again. Mm. And this is what happened in Sonoma County during the 1918 Spanish flu. And so the county effectively shut down for about 4 months. And hopefully we will have, the science community, the medical community is hard at work. It takes a while to get vaccines, and maybe we will see the end and some relief from COVID after those vaccines are developed. But you have to be patient, work with your families, trying to urge them to not bounce off the walls, find safe places for outlets for them to, it's not the parks, but walks around the block, jungle gyms in your backyard, creating forts in your house, anything that you can do for your children to encourage their learning from home and try to work from home remotely is going to be the menu for the future, for the immediate future.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, for her four children, they did a week of camping, indoor camping. They did summer camp. It was very, very cute. So.
Oh, how cool. Yes. I guess you couldn't toast marshmallows over the fire, but nevertheless.
Right. Yeah, it was adorable. I thought it was really great. You did mention financial hardships, and I do want to talk about this a bit because I am one of those people. My income has been slashed to about a quarter of what it was. My husband was laid off on Friday. So we have some resources and we're working on that, but we I feel like we're lucky that we have some resources that we can last a little while. We know that the governor has said that evictions are on hold for a certain time being, but people are very concerned about paying rent, paying bills. Rent is probably the main thing that people are worried about, or mortgage payments. Is the county going to look at any options about either reduced mortgages, reduced rents, putting rents on hold for people? Is there anything there in terms of assistance?
Well, I recognize that the hardship is on both sides of that equation. We have our lower paid folks who are scared to death about being evicted from their homes. We do not want them to be evicted. Mm-hmm. So the County Board of Supervisors adopted a rental eviction moratorium, or legal defense, actually, which suggests that before anybody can be evicted from a home, they and the landlord have to really have communication about, is this COVID related? Of course, 99% of it is. and work through that system. It's effective until June 2nd. I expect that if need be, we will extend that. Many people have asked that we simply waive their obligation to pay that rent. Boy, I would love to do that. And where would those funds come from? And I also understand that landlords are really nervous. So if this extends for 3, 4, 5 months, how are they going to make their mortgage payments for those properties? They don't want to lose their homes. Yeah. And we certainly don't want a repeat of the mortgage foreclosure fiasco that enveloped us internationally during 2008 to 2011-12. So we are in uncharted territory. The federal government really wants to, is continuing to write the guidelines, small business loans, assistance loans. We're trying to give loans to employers to keep employees on the payroll, mm-hmm. and a portion of that, a major portion of that, will be forgivable after a certain time. We're now in the process of how do we get the information out to both businesses and our really challenged employees, laid off employees, about the programs available. And I also want to recognize that we have many undocumented folks who cannot apply for that kind of assistance.
Right.
And there are organizations out there to provide rental assistance. Well, Lou Center in Sonoma Valley is one of them. UndocuFund is now fundraising to help provide rental assistance for so many who are the backbone of our workforce. And we also have starting to develop food distribution systems in Sonoma Valley has just been going gangbusters. The Food Security Task Force has been organizing the past month and have organized food drop-offs, pickups for family members. Yes, we had a little traffic circulation issue that we need to resolve, and we're going to be working on a more centralized system in the future. But the county has hired 5 different organizations, Meals on Wheels series, Food Bank, and the Sonoma Family Meals to try to provide food distribution, food security for our community, which is one reason why we're keeping the nurseries open so that people can go and get their vegetable starts and start planting those victory gardens.
Right.
And we're going to be going back to the subsistence gardening mode, and I just really wish the deer in my backyard would remember those vegetables are for me and not them.
Right. It is so odd that we all just, I mean, people are buying little chickens too. They're buying little chicks to have eggs.
We're going to raise those chicks so we can get our eggs. It was fun for me as a mayor of Santa Rosa that I was able to sign the amnesty program for illegal chickens in Santa Rosa because so many people had chickens. And so we did legalize them, and so more and more people in Santa Rosa and certainly the county can have chickens. No roosters. Chickens.
Right. Exactly. I'm talking with Supervisor Susan Gorin of the 1st District, also chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors. I'm Michelle Marquis, filling in for Pat Kerrigan today. One thing that we certainly hope does not happen, but we have to be prepared for it, are other disasters. We live in a place that's prone to fires, that's prone to flooding. What is the county doing to make sure that we are still prepared for those kinds of things, even while we're dealing with COVID-19?
Well, I think all of us are breathing deeply that it looked like we were going to have a major drought year. We may still, so welcome those showers that we're having this weekend.
Yeah.
And, of course, everyone knows that I lost my home in the fire, and I'm trying to rebuild this year, and hopefully I can get that completed. And the last thing I want to go through is having any more community members lose their homes in the fire. So what we can be doing individually now is looking around your house and reducing that vegetation that is up against the house, any travel paths that, in case we do have a fire, even Coffee Park was burned. So don't assume if you're in a suburban area that you're immune to fire. The county, their Emergency Operations Center, is working with the cities and the fire districts on the kind of planning necessary right now to reduce vegetation, thin vegetation in our parks and wild lands in preparation for what could be a fire season. And did you hear that? I just knocked on wood.
I did hear it, yes.
We're not going to have fires. I declared this year of my chairmanship as disaster-free. How's that going so far? maybe not so well.
Right.
So I think we have to be forewarned about that. Keep your emergency go bags ready and your lists of things, because it could happen, and I hope that it doesn't. But I also am concerned, and I'm put out the feelers to certainly PG&E's helicopter have been busy maybe strengthening the grid along the transmission line. Mm-hmm. I'm in discussions with Comcast. How resilient are their communication systems? We cannot, especially now, have a repeat of the disruption of communications as we did during the power shutdowns.
Right.
Those communication systems, our cell services, were only viable for about 6 to 8 hours. We need to make sure that our cell providers are creating resiliency so we don't have that as an issue. And I think that's the conversation we've been having with the California Public Utilities Commission all along, but also for those folks who can in this environment, please move forward in considering solar panels for providing electricity to your home, battery backup, if you can find the incentive packages for that. That's what I'll be building in my home. So let's seize this crisis as an opportunity and prepare for the future, a much more energy resilient future for Sonoma County.
Right, and other things that we can do, too, while we're at home is you can document the things that you have in your home so you know, and organize your papers if you haven't yet already so that they're ready and, you know, everything's clear and you've got everything organized. It's always good to be prepared, but we have some time on our hands right now, at least those who are not essential workers out there doing the heavy lifting. So if you're home, you can be prepared.
That's actually what I'm doing is in my few spare hours, I'm going through my mother-in-law's photos, mm-hmm. trying to scan them and put them in the cloud, because I lost a whole lot of photos when I lost my house in the fire. So it's clean out those closets, clean out the garage, and upload the photos and be prepared.
Yes. Well, is there anything else that you want to share with listeners today before I let you go?
I have such empathy and compassion with those struggling community members who find themselves out of a job. Please do not feel shy about applying for eligibility through our Human Services Department. You may qualify for the TANF program or the CalFresh program, the SNAP program. If you need financial assistance, please call our human services or go online. Our farmers markets are still open, mm-hmm. and thankfully that's true, a source of great produce. See if you can get some assistance through the county to help purchase that fresh produce and keep our farmers in business. Look for those activities that are educational for your children and yourselves online, because we're now starting. I just found Safari West had great videos on the web so that you can entertain your children about the care and amazing animals that they have up there. So let's figure out what's available, and you'll be surprised at how resilient we are as a community in providing information for even those of us who have lived in Sonoma County for decades. I say, I never even knew that was here.
Right.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And maybe like my sister-in-law did with the summer camp week, you could have a safari week at home.
I love that idea. And I just think we ought to create a website for ideas for children. These age children. I'll let you start that.
Okay, cool. I'll take it on. I got some extra time. Thank you so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it, Supervisor.
Thank you. Everybody have a great day. Shelter in place. Be safe. Take this very seriously. And reach out. Talk with your neighbors. Talk with your family members. by phone, by FaceTime, by Zoom.
Right.
Any way that you can stay connected.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That is our First District Supervisor, Susan Gorin, Chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors. Michelle Marquis filling in for Pat Kerrigan. She will be back in the studio tomorrow at noon to give you another update here on our situation dealing with the COVID-19 virus. I'm Michelle Marquis, and we'll take you right back to regular programming here on KSRO.